Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 3, you will hear stories from our fourth collection, Luck and Opportunity. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. We are pleased to announce that Season 4 of 6 Minute Stories podcast begins October 2nd with stories from our fifth collection of stories collected through the Personal Story Publishing Project. The theme is trouble, causing, avoiding, getting in, and getting out. Today, as we close out Season 3, we have something special and different, especially knowing two things. Everybody loves a good story, and many of our listeners are writers also. Today, we'll share a story offered by one of our writers and edited by us to set up your opportunity to write your own ending for it. Her story was a true personal experience up to the point we messed with it. Your ending will be fiction, of course. And keeping in mind that Halloween is a month away, you have about 3 weeks to email us your own ending to this story in 100 to 200 words. We'll share a few of your submissions around Halloween. Send your story endings by email to personalstorypp@gmail.com. And also think about writing a story for our current call for personal stories open through December 15th, 2021. The theme is curious stuff, mementos, treasures, white elephants, and junk. If it's worth anything, it's worth a good story. And now, here is a story by Maria Cloninger, as edited by the Personal Story Publishing Project. The Portent. It was an early October day with bright sunshine and warm temperatures, perfect for house hunting. My husband Chip and I were looking for new patio homes in a subdivision called Graycrest, thinking we might downsize. Graycrest was just beyond the old North Lake Country Club with its picturesque man-made lake and expansive grounds. The country club had closed several years before, but was now experiencing a rebirth of sorts, opening as an events venue. This side of town was definitely the place to be these days. Driving along with nothing particular in mind, I had a feeling I should be coming upon a waterfall soon, and I felt uneasy. I had only lived in this county for a few years, and I had never been past the country club before, but I kept expecting to see a waterfall after every bend in the road. "Chip," I asked, "is there a waterfall somewhere around here?" "A waterfall? No," said Chip. "There aren't any waterfalls in this county. Why do you ask?" "I don't know," I replied. "I feel like I've been here before, maybe even a long time ago, and there should be a waterfall nearby. Just a deja vu thing, I guess. Oh, there's Graycrest just up ahead." Finding the subdivision not exactly what we were looking for, we decided to return home. Chip had heard of some new home construction near Berry Hill, the old estate of Dr. Carson. It was nearby the old country club, so we'd pass by it on the way home and we could see what was there. As we approached the country club in Berry Hill, Chip barked, "Wait, you just passed it. You'll need to go back." "Well, you didn't really give me much notice," I complained, pulling into the entrance of the country club to turn around. "Besides, that didn't look much like a road. It looks more like a driveway." Indeed, as we backtracked and turned onto the entrance to Berry Hill, the roadway was asphalt, about 6 inches thick and not graded at all. It just lay on the ground's surface like an unrolled carpet, following the undulations of the ground and weaving in and among some grand old trees. It was wide enough for only one car, winding uphill and disappearing into the woods at every turn. It was then I had another feeling. I did not want to continue. "Chip, I don't want to go up there. This could be Dr. Carson's private drive, you know. Besides, this place gives me the creeps." "Oh, stop being silly," Chip replied. Dr. Carson was a friend of my dad's. He's probably not even here. He lectures around the country now. He spent 20 years in the Amazon working with indigenous people, anthropologists, I think. Dad said he had quite a collection of artifacts from those years and lots of folklore stories, what he called witch doctor tales. If it's his driveway, I'll just explain what we're doing. He won't mind. Driving on, I saw a narrow metal bridge 200 feet ahead and beyond a stately older home. The woods were thick and sunlight barely peeked through the trees, still holding onto their leaves. Stopping the car, I told Chip, "I'm not going any further. I don't like it here. I may have to turn the headlights on. I'm getting a weird vibe. I just want to leave." "Goodness gracious," Chip said. "I think you're being silly, but whatever." I tried to back down the road, but with no shoulder, I was afraid of backing off the edge through the curves. I stopped the car again. "I can't back out, so I'm going up the hill and turn around in front of that house. But I don't like this at all." As we moved forward, the hair on the back of my neck began to bristle. We crossed the small, rickety-looking bridge. Relieved, I immediately saw a small paved pull-off on the right side of the road and pulled over to try a 5-point turnaround. My headlights came on automatically. 3 points into my maneuver, I rolled down my car window to make sure I wasn't running off the pavement. "Chip," I asked, do you hear water running?" "Really? We just crossed a creek," he said with an eye roll I could hear in his voice. "Yeah, I hear water running. What's gotten into you? Chill out. If you don't like it, we'll go look somewhere else. Stop being so melodramatic." But he stopped his critique when he realized I was not responding but looking out the windshield of the car. "Well, what are you staring at?" he asked. My headlights were shining on something out in the woods. Again, I was gripped by a feeling of great and deep anxiety. There through the woods was the backside of the concrete dam for the lake at the country club. It was black with mildew and moss, blocked as it was from the sunlight. Water was spilling over an inner 5-foot section of the 20-foot concrete barrier that kept the lake contained. It gave the appearance of a waterfall coming out of nowhere. "Chip," I said, "there's the waterfall." He was quiet for a moment, then agreed, "Yeah, let's go home." Feeling the presence of something disturbing or imagining it, I pressed my foot on the accelerator. We could see sunlight ahead, but it was on the other side of the bridge. And we could hear something crashing through the woods behind us. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 4 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's randelljones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.